as part of the African Street Festival at Boys and Girls High School, 1700 Fulton Street, between Schenectady and Utica Avenues in the borough of Brooklyn, and that begins at 6 p.m. Gentlemen, let me ask you first of all, because I think a lot of people are privy, particularly in the United States, are privy to a lot of misconceptions about what Rastafari is. And I know that part of your mission in coming to the United States is to clear up some of those misconceptions. Can you tell us what you hear are the greatest misconceptions about Rastafari?
One of the misconceptions that we see are things that bothers the minds of the public at all times is the feeling within the world of people is that Rastafari is not God and Emperor Haile Selassie is dead and returned to Ethiopia as a myth. So our explanation to those things is, for instance, I speak the last one first. The return to the land of Ethiopia, when I speak of Ethiopia, I mean all continent of Africa, because Ethiopia means land of the blacks. The return to Ethiopia is a statement of fact, for this reason that the Bible has said that each and every nation must again inhabit their own vine and fig tree. And the black man knows that he's not a product of the West. We are only sojourners here in foreign territory. The time must come when all black people must go back to the land that white people call Africa. I say Ethiopia. Well, as to the divinity of Emperor Haile Selassie, it was said, or it is said, as will be corroborated by my brethren, Revelation 19 declared that on his vest and on his thigh is a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. 2,000 years ago, there was only one person that bears such a title, and that was Jesus Christ the Messiah. He said again that I shall return. This is biblical writ. I shall return again in a new name, which shall be dreadful and terrible among the heathen. If you say Jesus Christ to the ordinary man on the street, it doesn't strike a sense of terror. If you say Emperor Haile Selassie, it doesn't strike a sense of terror either. But if you say Rastafari, people of weak heart even drop dead. It sounds, you see, that's the name that is known as a dreadful and terrible name, the name that is dreadful and terrible among the heathen. The people who does not want to believe in divinity of Rastafari tremble at the name. So I and I knows it has been spoken again in Acts 2:29 that out of the line of Jesse will I rise earth's rightful ruler to again sit on the throne of his father David. We have always heard Jesse being spoken of, a black man being spoken of as a black like Jesse a hell gate. So I and I knows that coming out of the line of Jesse to again inhabit the throne of his father David is to have to be a black lion. So ends Emperor Haile Selassie, which name means power or strength of the Trinity. Nobody don't bear that name except God himself. Rastafari being the Lord of righteousness, our head one, head creator. So we are not really in doubt of what we speak or defend. The Rastaman knows that his philosophy is the only one that going to rule the world tomorrow, not in the form of brutality or autocracy, but in the form of righteousness, because the whole world is searching for the truth today. We don't see people really. There might be a few people who profit in the death of others, like generals and warmongers who profit when youths die because they sell more arms and get richer. But the general mass of people today, black, white, yellow, and red, is seeking peace. The general mass of people today seeks intercommunication one with another. Each people should seek to learn of each other. Each from another should a little culture borrow. Then when all cultures are blended in one way, life for all humanity will be a glorious holiday.
Jah.
Rastafari.
So,
well, I wanted to ask in terms of, because you mentioned the misconception of the divinity of Emperor Haile Selassie, but when you look at newspaper articles here in New York City, when they do write about Rastafari, what they end up talking about is linking it with violence, linking it with drugs, linking it with all of this behavior that, again, makes people very nervous when they hear the word Rastafari or when people are described as Rastafarians. I remember reading an article in one of the newspapers that mentioned they were raiding a house that they thought Rastafarians were living in. And they came there armed to the teeth because they quoted one policeman that said, Rastafarians are a violent group of people. Now, I've been to Jamaica, and I tend to have a very different personal view. But how do you deal with that misconception on the part of so many people, even on the part of African people that live in New York?
You need an answer from me?
We Rastafarians are non-violence and a whole. And concerning drugs, and I do not take part in drugs. The faith is a divine and righteous scenery. It is the first this Western world I've ever seen the light of righteousness unto the people. For as it was before the beginning, as it was in the beginning, so it shall be and in the end. And the first country that ever had administrated a righteous government was Africa, Ethiopia, which they now call Africa. One can record the Ark of the Covenant that was administering children during the days of David and even Samuel and his brethren. It was a divine administration. Well, this divine administration has been brute forcefully beat out of the culture and the concept of black people, and they were taught all kind of evil concepts. And up till now, when the Rastaman rise, because the government of this Western Hemisphere don't want the people to realize the fullness thereof, they carry all kind of false doctrine concerning the faith. But we within ourselves are genuine peoples, non-violence. This is a tenor of our faith. We are non-violence, non-aggressive, non-abusive. If we were a violence people, there would be not one Rastafari man left in Jamaica, especially the world now. For all of us would devastated out through the system that I and I is around. But because of our non-violence scenery, they can't hurt us in that effect. So they just have to try to victimize and I through material economic pressures and the like. But we are definitely non-violence people. We don't produce violence and drugs. We don't use drugs in no ways, for we regard our heavens as the machine of our whole temple, which you would call the body. And if you have a machine in the hinging room of your whole temple, you should try to keep it perfect, that you can be able to administrate everything through correctly and uprightly. But you find drugs will contaminate the whole heavens and let you start think all kind of evil and wrong way. So we are against all these concepts.
I see. Let me ask you this, because I know that it's not often that elders of Rastafari travel outside of Jamaica. Am I right about that?
True.
I
mean,
why now? And I know that also, and I know, again, a lot of times people have a tendency misinterpret, but there was I had heard from people that Rastafarian people didn't particularly care to even travel in airplanes. But I don't know that that's a tenet of the faith. You understand what I mean? I don't know that that's part of that. It may just have been on the part of some people who happen to be members of the Rastafari community.
Go on, Sam.
Well, coming through the ages, through traveling and plane and thing like that. Well, even up till now, you have some of I and say, boy, I do that. But coming through then, when you're a child, you act as a child, and when you come a man, you put away childish things. I and I know within this time, I and I have to move with a ship, plane or car. For in 1966, when our King Eli Selassie, Jah Rastafari, the creator, came to Jamaica, I see we are going to take a hero plane.
Right.
And I and I did have a chorus long before that. When my pilot come, I'll take a aeroplane drive. Now, we are not in a mystic world. We are natural people, and we are in the natural world. So, you see, this understanding and about this. So, someone said we would ride on lightning. I used to say that first when I declared of this, for true, the faith was so nice and all thing. But coming up, each one teach one daily. And as what I've said already, we put away all those things and come natural to the people. For it is written, all high shall see the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem when Jah Rastafari shall bring again his people. Selah.
This is the time when the gathering of black people worldwide must be, hence our trouble. And I never at no time forget the modernization of the world and the means of travel. That's why I say we travel on the wings of the wind. The aeroplane is the wings of the wind.
Sure, and so on.
Can I ask perhaps one or all three of you to talk about one event? Because I've read about it, but I've never heard about it from someone who was there. What was it like when Emperor Haile Selassie came to Jamaica in 1966? And I know that may be difficult for you to conceptualize, but I think our audience would really like to know what feelings, what was going through your minds on that day.
It was the greatest thing that ever took place in the whole earth. The greatest event of any monarch visiting anywhere.
Greatest.
We have seen Queen Elizabeth come to Jamaica, and the reception that she got from black people, especially those brainwashed, was immense. But what happened the day when Emperor Haile Selassie landed in Jamaica? There were many mysterious things that took place that day. It come like the whole world stood still that day. It come like all Jamaica came out to welcome the king. When you were at the Palisades Airport, you had to go around a bend of 13 miles to see the cement factory. And as far as your eye could see across the sea, there was people. Half hour before the king came, there was pouring rain. Everyone was wet to the skin, but no one broke ranks. And before the king reached there, everyone was dry as a chip. The advent of the king signaled white birds forming a victory sign preceding the king's plane. Man light. Ganja is one of our sacred things. Man light ganja under the nose of the king plane when it just come, that officials run. Officials of the airport run away and say, this is explosion. Man light a whole newspaper to light the type of pipe that was there, and nothing happened. When we speak of Emperor Haile Selassie, we speak of the man who trapped the live bomb. Not even Pele is such a footballer. The king trap a live bomb and make it a thing of no danger. So truly, a one who can do that, it must be the divine one.
Sure. You know what dispute?
Okay.
Greatest thing we ever see, man.
Greatest in history. Mm-hmm. Even Jamaica will have that on record, for Rastaman control the whole government of the island for 1 hour without having one stick of matches or having one knife in his hand to hurt anyone.
3 days were lord and master of Jamaica.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'd like to ask you, gentlemen, what the significance of music is in Rastafari.
What kind of music?
I don't want to, you know, promulgate misconceptions. Most people feel that reggae music is directly coming from Rastafari, but I've done some reading and found that there were other musics going back years, things like mento, I believe, and other forms of music that were also part of Rastafari. So I didn't want to say simply reggae music and have that misconception go forward.
Well, reggae is the in thing now. It's going out still, because Naya Bingi will eventually be the full in thing of the whole world. Mentoskia and all those music that is talking out are black expressions coming out of black people. But this that we're speaking of today, the Naya Bingi, is the culmination of all those efforts bound up together. They are only children coming out of the great root of Naya Bingi. Naya Bingi is the art music.
Divine harder.
Evil can't breach Naya Bingi. Reggae music, skia, and all those music is music that people of immoral behavior could penetrate.
Secularity.
People of immoral behavior cannot penetrate Naya Bingi. Naya Bingi is an order which comes like medicine to the soul of man. And if you're not pure, it lick you down. It hurt you. It do all kind of things. It makes some run mad. It makes some glad, like I and I. We glad over that. But it makes wicked people mad. As to going forward again, a little. Don't watch every man that you see wear locks on their head and depict or designate them Rastafari. Any man can grow his hair in a dreadlock style. Because Rasta is the in thing now, so many men profit off that. Many men, by growing their head, get respect from people outside here when they do not deserve respect. The true Rasta man, the true dreadlocks, is a Rastafarian who defend Rastafarian and philosophy and black supremacy. There are many men out there who are wolves in sheep clothing. Anywhere you see the genuine, you have the counterfeit. So don't really deal with a man from his locks point of view. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. The Rasta man is not prone to violence. The Rasta man is a man basically of peace. He's not a violent man.
I think people in our audience need to make note of what Bongo Sam Brown just finished saying, that Rasta men are men of peace. And I think that's important for people to understand. It's also important for people to understand the significance of these three elders of the Rastafari community being in this place at this time. With all that is going on in our city, again, as a person who has a father who is... taught me an awful lot in my life. I think a lot of people would miss an awful lot if they didn't get a chance to get out to Boys and Girls High School tomorrow evening, beginning at 6 p.m., when the Rastafari community of New York presents an evening of Naya Bingi cultural consciousness. This is a Rastafarian family reunion. And again, all of our guests here today will be there, and you will get a chance to hear Naya Bingi. We'll get a chance to hear what the truth is about Rastafari, which I think, again, we haven't been able to go over too much ground during our time here today. But I think that people who perhaps have been misinformed about Rastafari, perhaps have been, as one of the elders mentioned earlier, misinformed even by some people who claim to be Rastafari,
true,
need to come and speak to these elders who understand Rastafari because they're part of it. These are true. People who are not going to lead you down a path that is going to make you come to wrong conclusions about your own people. And I think that's something, again, that we need to make very, very clear note of. Gentlemen, I want to thank you all very, very much for being my guest today here on WLIB. It's a real privilege to have you all here with us. And again, tomorrow evening, June 29th, 6 p.m., Boys and Girls High School, 1700 Fulton Street in Brooklyn. The A-Train to Utica Avenue will get you there. The Rastafari Community of New York presents an evening of Naya Bingi cultural consciousness, a Rastafarian family reunion. And it's interesting that it says reasoning on the Rastafarian way of life. I love that. I just love the idea of that, because so often when people talk about Rastafari in New York, it is from a position that lacks some reason. It lacks the ability of people to sit down and actually get some truth about what Rastafari is all about. And I thank you, gentlemen. It's an honor to have you here with us on WLIB.
Thank you, too.
Thanks.
Lord, your Rastafari, said unto I, Lord, sit thou at thy right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Lord, your Rastafari shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion.
rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. From the womb of the morning thou art the dew of thy youth. Jah sworn and shall not repent. I and I are priests forever after the order of Melchizedek. Jah Rastafari, I and I write, and in the day of his wrath shall strike two kings. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. But I and I shall drink by the brook in the way. Therefore shall I and I lift up the head. Rastafari. Cocaine in the brain and it cause some pain and it gets some insane with nothing to gain. And a lie. And a lie. And a lie. Since the media is the king, it is the right thing. Peace and contentment it always bring, and it carries no sting. And a lie. And a lie. And a lie. Hope you're my hero hind, better than wine. As it does feed, a things may not need. Then eat out your head and make you don't bleed. And a lie. And a lie. And a lie. Some call her white lady, some call her shit. If it have a too much cut, then it get you in the pit. Get yourself unbalanced and you can't even sit. The policeman hold you and that is a writ. And a lie. And a lie. And a lie. Judgment time. Soldier a ball and the policeman too. Everyone a chant, them no know what we do. A judgment. Yes, a judgment, a time, yeah, a judgment. The girl them a whore and the poor still poor. And you still hungry more. This a judgment time, yes, a judgment. 35 teach up a 10 school chair. The prophet them a talk and they can't even hear. A judgment. A judgment. Yes, a judgment. Bit they go to school. Teacher done them back. Nothing them prepare. The gate them locked. Tile it no clean, the bowl them crack. Thief a man come in and thief with the crack. A judgment, yes a judgment, a time, yeah, a judgment. Apartheid vanquish. South Africa a fight, but in Guadet overthrow. We are used to consume and we can't take no more. Millions of we die, but the poor got to go South Africa. South Africa, I warn you, South Africa. The Rasta man a come and him go and make you run. You be humble yourself, your civilization done. You hang up on the land with the power of the gun. South Africa, South Africa, I warn you, South Africa. Thing gone and jack at the fall in the race. I and I come now, we take them place. Every son and daughter, you why you have a face. When we done it, you got to outer space, South Africa. South Africa, I warn you, South Africa.